Okay, good morning, everybody. Shavua Tov on this Sunday morning, the 14th day of the Omer, and the penultimate day of the month of Nisan. So up to the 6th Mishnah of Avos, which is the second set of Zugos, Yehoshua ben Prachya, Nitayar Bailey. And the Mishnah states, in the name of Yehoshua ben Prachya, Say lecha Rav, u'kenei lecha chaver, v'hevi donis kol ha'adam lekaf s'chos. So again, one can interpret this Mishnah as giving a person three different directives, but we'll try to go in a little bit of a different direction. But first, let's go one by one, and then I'll introduce a certain idea I have about how the pieces cohere, the different elements of the Mishnah come together. So first, Aseh Lecha Rav. So the Rambam takes the position that it's so important to have a Rav that even if the person is not necessarily more knowledgeable than you are, it's kind of a remarkable idea, you should still, rather than sort of go off on your own and be a free agent in terms of chachma, a person should always commit himself to having a certain Rebbe. The Bartanura understands it differently, not a seilach harav at all costs, even if the person isn't really fit to be a Rebbe, so to speak, in terms of their knowledge base. But a seilach harav means, as opposed to having, a potpourri, a kind of, a buffet and taking something from here and something from here, person should have a Rebbe Mavhak. A person should enroll themselves, as it were, as part of a Masora. And that is something of great importance. And that's a sort of an ineffable part of the Torah experience, is sensing Ish mi pi Ish, right? That's part of the theme of Pirkei Avos itself. Moshe Kibbal Torah Misinai, Misar Yehoshua, Yehoshua's Kenan, Zekan Nevi'im, Nevi'im Lanchek Nesas Kedola, Shemon Atzadik, Antikdos Ish Soko. Now the Zugos down the line, Yossi ben Yezo, Yossi ben Yochanan, right, Yehoshua ben Prachya, Nitayar Bailey, all the way to Hillel and Shammai, to Yochanan ben Zakkai, to his Talmidim, to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim, right? That it's a chain. It's a chain. The Rambam in the beginning of the Yad HaChazaka traces the 40 generations from Moshe Rabbeinu to Ravashi, to the conclusion of the Gemara. And that's very important. Now, it's true that Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Daf Yetah says that there can be a problem if a person only has Rav Echad. The Gemara says that's only a problem in terms of svara, if a person's not exposing themselves broadly enough to ideas. But in terms of having a derech halimud, in terms of having somebody not just to teach you Torah, but to embody previous generations and give a person a sense of being anchored and rooted, it's especially important today. The prevailing culture does not necessarily naturally support a person feeling that sense of rootedness in the past, rootedness in Torah. Whatever is newer is almost given the default assumption of being better, the idea of progress in society, progressive. Progress is always being made. Things of the past, any kind of conservation of the past is inherently suspect. So developing a kind of a visceral rootedness is extremely important. So that's Aseh Lecha Rav. K'nei Lecha Chaver, let me go straight to the Rambam on this one. The Rambam works off of Aristotle here, and the Rambam highlights two particularly meaningful forms of Chaverus. Number one is a Chaver Shel Bitachon. The Rambam goes through many different levels of human partnership. It says there's transactional partnership, shutfos, chaver shel hana, but chaver bitachon is a confidant. The Rambam says that can be very important when a person really feels that they need a certain advice, and they need certain direction, they need to unburden themselves in a particular way. So having a confidant is profoundly, profoundly important. Sometimes I think that, this isn't stressed enough. Thank God we destigmatized people seeking health, and for mental health providers is so important and can be life-saving, no less than seeing a cardiologist or any kind of doctor that specializes in physical health. But sometimes I have the impression that people discount the significance of simply having a chaver bitachon, of somebody that they can trust implicitly, and it should be reciprocal. It's not just in one direction. Sometimes I think that in our culture we've understated the importance of that, and how That can be literally life-altering in its own right. So that's a chaver bitachon. Then there's a chaver shalmala. The Rambam considers this to be the highest form of human friendship, is when, if you imagine the orientation, instead of facing each other, the chaverim are facing in the same direction. Mi'ala v'har Hashem u'mi'yakum imkom kachar. Remember hearing Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal, whose 60 yortzeit is going to be on Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So talk about how much he regretted, in some sense, not feeling more of this. But let's say a person wants to climb Mount Everest. They have somebody to do it with. So we're not so interested in climbing Mount Everest, right? But we're interested in being Ola Bahar Hashem, Miyakum Mimkom Kadsho, and having somebody that shares the same aspirations. And Kibol Ha'achad, when one of them falls, as the Pasuk says in Kohelas, the other one can lift him up. He can provide a sense of determination. And again, whatever it is that one strives for in life, whatever is important to a person, to have a sense of being able to push forward because there's another person with you. And then have you done is kolad mekafschos. This is so fundamental to all of our relationships, but there's something called the cheskas kashrus. And if we don't know how to interpret something, a person deserves the benefit of the doubt. If there's a person who's huchzak rasha, as the bartender says, a person that we know does not deserve the benefit of the doubt, not because they made one mistake or two mistakes, but they have a track record of being an adam rasha, a person who is wicked and untrustworthy. And I don't mean something that, you know, 25 years ago they did something. People change, people develop. I mean that last week, or the week before that. That's what we're talking about when a person surrenders their cheskas kashrus. But outside of that, have you done as kol ha'adam l'kaf schos, that we should interact with the world on the basis of sort of this cynical culture of personal destruction, which exists all around us. I've mentioned it many times. You go open a newspaper any day, and they're out there trying to, basically tell you, this person that you thought was such a good person, really they're a Rasha Merusha, they're irredeemably wicked kind of a person. It's a terrible thing because, first of all, nobody's perfect. Second of all, what exactly is the utility of any of this other than to, get the clicks, as they say today? And I think most importantly, right, is that really the fully contextualized picture of who this person is? So we have the opposite orientation. And until proven otherwise, we're going to err on the side of giving people the benefit of the doubt. And that is completely fundamental to the way that we interact with the world. Have you done as kolad makaf schos? The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of sinas chinam. Part of the antidote towards that is judging people favorably. And I think here, just to now try to bring the three parts of the Mishnah together, I think what Yehoshua ben Prach is really hitting on is that the person situates themselves as a member of society. So it's really important to have three perspectives at once. One of them is a sense of reverence. That's a selach harav, a sense of a hierarchy that a person should revere people of wisdom, people of stature. And then there's a sense of, not of hierarchy, but when things flatten out, when a person is talking about how he relates to peers, so we should understand that people that we have relationships with, there's the potential for that to be enormously significant. Say lecha chaver, yirknei lecha chaver. That a person should recognize that there's potential, if they invest in relationships, that these relationships could turn into a chaver shel bitachon, a confidant, a chaver shel mala, and there's something to be said for that. And then, what about people that we don't know? What about perfect strangers? So again, we're not talking about a hierarchy, we're not talking about one's peer group, which can be even more than that, which can really develop into a circle of intimates. So people you don't know. And there, the watchword is, the kafs chos, trying to have a positive orientation towards everybody in the world around us. A person, can maintain all three of these perspectives, reverence, a sense of the potential for meaningful friendship, and a positive orientation towards perfect strangers. They're going to be very well adjusted in this world, and they won't constantly be overcome by anger and a sense of impatience with respect to dealing with everybody around them. It'll be a very meaningful, well adjusted, socially fulfilling life that Yehoshua ben Prach is describing.